Psalm 30. I will praise you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. You've not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought up my life from the grave. You kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Well, we like to pray to God that we'll have safe journeys whenever we travel. Please be with me, bring me safely on my way, and things like that. We like God to sort of cushion us against anything too desperate. And yet, strangely enough, you actually do need those crisis moments like David had here to be able to then really praise God that you've been so good to me. You saved me. You kept me alive. So I suppose God is in a hard situation because he loves us. He doesn't want us to have those crisis situations. And yet, I suppose he also knows that if you don't have them, you won't cling to him and cry out to him. Sing unto the Lord, O you saints of his. Now the saints, these are special ones, and we're all special ones. We're all saints. It's not true that there's just a few very white-faced, wonderful people who are saints. We're all saints. We're all special ones to God, chosen ones. Sing to the Lord, O saints of his. Give thanks as you remember his holiness. For his anger endures but for a moment. In his favour is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Well, in Malachi, we're told that when Jesus comes back, this will be like the sun of righteousness arising, that the coming of Jesus will be like the dawn. So, we will weep for the night, but joy comes in the morning, because everyone wants it now. Give me now. I want it now. I want it right now. Our generation is terrible like that. I want it immediately. Whereas the way of faith is to wait for the coming of Jesus, which is like the sun arising in the morning. And that's when joy will come. You're not going to have a fantastically joyful, brilliant life now because we're asked to carry the cross to follow Jesus. In my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved or I shall never slip. Well, some of his earlier psalms, he says that. My foot will not slip. When he sins with Bathsheba and Uriah, his foot does slip. And as you get older, like David, you do realize more how weak you are. And yet you also come to believe more strongly that really I'll be forgiven and I will be in God's kingdom. Lord, by your grace you made my mountain to stand strong. You hid your face, I was troubled. I cried to you, O Lord, unto you I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the grave? Will the dust praise you? Can the dust declare your truth? So he clearly understood that death was unconsciousness. He didn't believe in going to heaven and playing a harp, praising God on a cloud when you die, because he says, no, when I'm dead, I won't be praising you. So keep me alive because I want to praise you now. And I think that perhaps the praise that we choose to give to God now while we're mortal is maybe in a sense really worth more to him, in a sense, than the praise we'll give him when we're in the kingdom, because then we'll have God's nature and we won't have any possibility of sinning or refusing to want his way. But now we have the choice. So now let's make the decision for him. Because it must please him so much. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be my helper. You've turned my mourning into dancing. You've put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever.